Welcome to Odisha State Open University. I am Dr. Ashish Kumar Dwivedi, media researcher. Today, our topic is Introduction to Communication Research. In this, we talk about the meaning of research. We talk about the objectives of research. We talk about the differences between qualitative and quantitative research, two of the major strands of research. We talk about the research process in detail. And we talk about the specifics of communication research. We'll start with exploratory research. What really is exploratory research? The definition tells us that exploratory research is employed in order to gain familiarity with a phenomena. It enables the researcher gain insight about the phenomena. Now imagine a phenomena about which nothing is known to the humankind as yet. By doing his exploratory research, the researcher tells the world for the first time about the phenomena. So this is why exploratory research is primarily done. Now let us come to action research. What is the meaning of action research? Why do we do action research? Action research is conducted for solving a real world, socially relevant problem. Now imagine a media organization which faces certain current issues or which faces certain current problems. The researcher, by doing an action research, will help the organization tackle its problems. Descriptive research. Descriptive research accurately portrays the characteristics of a particular individual, situation, or group. And lastly, hypothesis testing research, which primarily tests a hypothesis of a causal relationship between the variables. So in research, we often use the language of variables. And whenever the researcher wants to establish a relationship between the variables, he or she indulges in hypothesis testing research. Friends, we now try and make a distinction between qualitative and quantitative research. What exactly do we mean by quantitative research? And what really is qualitative research? By quantitative research, we primarily refer to a research which emphasizes on numbers. And qualitative research, on the contrary, is a research where the emphasis is not on quantity. The emphasis is not on numbers. The emphasis could be on insights. The emphasis could be on knowing the viewpoints of others. But it's definitely not on numbers. Qualitative and quantitative research can be distinguished on many parameters. Some of these parameters are like the key terms that we use while describing or while conducting these researches. They could be on the basis of the research methods that are being used while doing both qualitative and quantitative research. The distinction could be based on the scale of work. The distinction could be based on the reliability, the problems that each one of them focus on. The distinction could also be based on the utility of both the researches. A researcher, while doing quantitative research, for instance, may use terms like data, statistics, and someone when he or she does qualitative research may use terms like insights, viewpoints. We now talk about the research process. What actually do we mean by the research or the process of research? Truly speaking, it is not one thing that constitutes research. Research actually refers to a series of steps which collectively get known as research. For instance, you have the first and the most important step in research, which is called the formulation of research problem. Followed by that, you may need to do a detailed survey of literature, which may be followed by the framing of research questions or the building of hypothesis. Following which, you need to have a detailed research design, which is followed by data collection, then followed by data analysis, and finally, interpretation and reporting of research. Now, all these steps are interconnected, and provided we understand the rationale of research, it will appear the most logical way to conduct research in these set of steps. For instance, a research must answer a problem, for which the research problem need to be defined. Unless there is a problem, there is no point finding an answer to it. So every research starts with a problem, and the process of research is an effort by the researcher to find a solution to that problem, following which there need to be a serious or a thorough review of literature. Now, what actually do we mean by the review of literature? Review of literature gives us an idea about the existing body of knowledge. The knowledge that we already have need not be researched for. We research for new knowledge. We do not do research for existing knowledge. In order to know what the existing knowledge is, a detailed literature review is a must for every research. In fact, a research is also judged by how strong the literature is, following which you need to frame hypotheses, you need to test them later on, you need to have research problems which need to be concretized. What follows is the formulation of a research design. A research design basically talks about how you plan to go about doing the research. It talks about the methodology. It talks about every details that you need to know while or before you launch, before you start the research. Every detail, that is how you are going to do it, what are the samples, how many samples, all these things, what are the variables. These things are basically made known to the audience in the research design itself. So a research design is a very vital component in the research process. We then go about collecting the data. The data can be said to be the fuel of research. Data fuels the research. Data can be collected using various tools, questionnaires, interviews. These are the tools that are employed to collect the data. Now research is done on the data. So by this time, the listeners would have had a pretty clear idea that no research is actually possible minus data. Data is what fuels the research. The same, the data that has been collected need to be analyzed. Raw data doesn't make any sense. The researcher tries to make sense of raw data, and it is raw data which provides the researcher solutions to the problem which had been framed beforehand. Now the whole process, once this is over, the whole process need to be documented, that it need to be written down. And that is what constitutes the documentation or the reporting part of research. All these steps together constitute research. So by research, we do not refer to a particular thing. It's not an act. Rather, it refers to a series of acts together called research. From talking about research in detail, we now talk about the specifics of communication research. What exactly do we mean by communication research? And is communication research, as is normally believed to be, is it same as research in any other social streams? Or are there certain specifics which subtly differentiate communication research from other areas of social science researches? Let us now talk about them. As we all know, communication has borrowed from several disciplines. It won't be very wrong to say that communication is a borrowed discipline. We have a much similar scenario when it comes to communication research. Communication research also borrows or also has invited scholars from multiple disciplines. However, there have been lively debates as to what we exactly mean by communication research. For instance, American researchers would emphasize more on communication research being some kind of effects research. According to them, communication research should primarily focus on the effects of communication. We have to narrow down, or we have to finally define what communication research is. Now, cutting across these debates and cutting across this plethora of opinions, we finally had a few people who tried to define what communication research is. For instance, according to Emery and others, mass communication research basically deals with the study of communicators, the content of the messages, and the audiences of different media. So according to Emery, communication research basically dealt with studying one or more of the components of the process of communication. you must have known about the SMCR model. Like in communication, we have the source, the message, the channel, and the receiver. According to Emery, communication researchers concern themselves with studying either the source or the message or the channel or the receiver, which is the audience here. It could also include studying the source as well as the message. It could also involve studying the source, message, as well as the audience in one go. Now, all these can be different ways, or in other words, all these can be the different permutations and combinations that can be employed when somebody takes to communication research. Now, just as we have qualitative research as well as quantitative research, similarly, communication researchers also deal with administrative research as well as critical research. An administrative researcher, for instance, is primarily focused on quantitative empiricism. A critical researcher may be more focused on philosophical inquiry. Both the researchers, both critical as well as administrative researchers, are equally important in communication research.